This is JIS News coming up. New block to be constructed at Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center. Workers to benefit under the flexible work arrangements regime and residents of Parade Gardens participating in parenting workshop. The news in detail after the break.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved a contract for the construction of a 304-bed dormitory at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center. The contract is for the construction of a two-story dormitory-style block to house inmates. It will include 16 solitary confinement single cells and 16 dormitories, each with a capacity for 18 persons. The contract is valued at approximately $194.8 million. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the new facility at Tamarind Farm will help address the issue of overcrowding at the island's other major adult correctional facilities.
With the facilities experiencing major overcrowding, the Ministry of National Security has taken the decision to expand the capacity of the medium security facilities, of which Tamarind Farm is one such facility.
The minister was speaking at the weekly Jamaica House media briefing on Wednesday. The work is to begin shortly and is expected to be completed within 6 months. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton is hailing the successful reaccreditation of the National Certification Body of Jamaica, NCBJ. Minister Hilton says the recertification is an affirmation of the quality and competence of the local institution and its staff.
This achievement by our National Certification Body will no doubt contribute greatly to increasing the confidence of our public and private sectors in the local certification body's ability to assist their efforts to become globally competitive. I congratulate the NCBJ on this achievement.
The reaccreditation of the NCBJ as an internationally recognized certification body conforming to ISO IEC 17021:2011 was granted upon expiration of the organization's certificate on November 17 this year. Recertification of the NCBJ was done by international accreditation provider ANSI ASQ, National Accreditation Board, based in the United States. Director Legal Services in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Camille Bennett-Campbell is reiterating that provisions have been made for the protection of workers under the flexible work arrangements regime. She says no business will be forced to implement flexi-work. However, companies opting to do so are required to negotiate with workers before implementation.
It is important to note that neither party, neither the employer or the worker, can unilaterally, that is without agreement, change an existing terms of the contract. Because if you do that, you will open yourself to a suit for breach of contract or to proceedings before the Industrial Disputes Tribunal.
Mrs. Bennett-Campbell was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The facilitation of flexi-work arrangements is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and afford workers the opportunity to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer-work agreement. Legislation to introduce flexi-work has been approved by both Houses of Parliament. And 150 residents of Parade Gardens in Central Kingston are participating in a three-day workshop on stress management and parenting. The activity is organized under the Planning Institute of Jamaica-led Community Renewal Program, CRP, in partnership with the Art of Living Foundation, AOLF. Speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday, Technical Specialist for Socioeconomic Development with the CRP, Charmaine Brim, said Parade Gardens was chosen because of its high youth population as well as socioeconomic issues, including high levels of teenage pregnancy and unemployment.
The reality is you can't have full-scale development by giving it a piecemeal approach. So it can't be that we are just addressing parenting and then recognizing that these people don't work and they need to work. So hence, the stressor will still be there.
The workshop aims to build the capacity of residents and parents and impart knowledge and training on parenting, stress management and happiness. It started on November 25 and will run until Thursday, November 27. The two-hour sessions are being conducted at the Parade Gardens Community Center. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.